There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, let's love him. He's such a good God and worthy of praise tonight. Ah, we give you praise. We magnify. We lift you up, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Love the presence of God I feel in the house. Sister Tabitha, why don't you come down here? Stand for your mother. Sister Tabitha's mom's going to have some surgery tomorrow. This is a precious, spirit-filled lady. When you pray for her tonight, I want you to pray the hand of God on her physically. She's got some serious back problems that just came out of nowhere, and she's having some paralysis. But Tabitha was raised in a spirit-filled church, and her mom has had the Holy Ghost for a long time. But she needs to go down in the water in Jesus' name. And as you pray for her tonight, I want you to pray healing in her body. But I also want you to pray for her that God will raise her up in strength, cause her to be illuminated with the knowledge and the understanding of the power of the name of Jesus, and that she can say yes to God. Some of you ladies, come lay your hands on her. Pray for her tonight. Would you do that? In the name of Jesus, there's power in the name. Hey, power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, healing in her body, illumination in her spirit, oh God, revelation, knowledge of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. And if you believe God hears any answers, let's give him praise for that tonight. Let's magnify him for that tonight. Praise God. We're going to do something a little different this year. We alternate Vacation Bible School and Children's Revival every other year. And we appreciate our Sunday school staff and the way they work with our kids and all of the good ministry that goes on over there every Sunday morning. Why don't you give God some praise for our Sunday school staff? Praise God. But we're going to do something a little bit different this year. I want Megan to come and explain this to you.
We've been talking with the teachers, and we're wanting to do an outreach, but we want to use our children to do the outreach. We want to start training them while they're young to learn how to do outreach. So it was kind of, we've been praying about it, thinking about it, and it was kind of last minute, but the weekend open is July the 12th, 13th, and 14th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to take the Friday night. That's going to be for our children. From 7 to 9, we're going to meet here. Our Bible story team is going to come up with a big production drama, and we're going to do kind of like Sunday school, but a little more flair, make it a little more fun. But our whole focus that night is going to be on outreach, why we do it, how we do it, what it is, all of those things. We're going to play games, make things, all of that. So we're going to do a lot of fun things with our kids. But then Saturday, we're going to actually meet here at the church. We want to meet at 9:30, and we're going to go on the try to get as many as we can on the bus, but we may also have to carpool. And we've teamed up with the bus team, and they're going to choose two or three apartment complexes down Center Point Parkway, and we're going to go and we're going to do outreach at those apartment complexes and not invite them for necessarily anything special, but for Sunday school. Not just one event, but we're going to invite them just to come and see, you know, what we do here, and try to stir up some excitement with our kids, those kids, and try to get our buses running again and our buses filled. So that's the purpose. We do need parents to come on that Saturday, because when you go into an apartment complex and you turn a bunch of kids loose in an apartment complex, that could be kind of wild. So we'll need parents. You will need to be there to supervise your own children. We will give you direction. We'll give you instruction on what to do, how we're going to do it. We'll be organized, but we will need you there for your children. But just talking about it, we figured what better way to teach our children to do outreach, but to take them and let's do it. So we're going to go see. And then Sunday morning, we'll have Sunday school as usual, but we will have extra fun that Sunday morning. So we want as many children involved as we can. And if there's anything, any questions or any other information you need, just see me or Sister Pam or Sister Melody or Sister Peggy. All of us are available. So thank you, guys.
Praise God. Now, you know, this is one of those things where don't bring your child unless you're going to go with them. Because what she meant to say was, we won't take your child unless you're there. Because we're not going to be responsible for your baby out in the middle of a public place like that. So this is for them to be involved, but it's also for you to be involved with them. And there is just no telling what we can catch in a net like that. So we're going to be in prayer with that and look forward to what God will do. Everybody say praise the Lord. We're going to continue this this evening with a reading in Ephesians chapter 1. Why don't you stand for the reading of the Word of God? And I appreciate what God's doing and has done already in this service. And I appreciate the way that God orchestrates what goes on in His house and how He helps us and deals with us. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 1, and let's just start in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God bless you. As you're seated, let's give him praise and thanks for his word tonight that is forever settled in the heavens. We thank you, mighty God, and we praise you. And we magnify you, O Lord, and we give you thanks for all the blessings and all the goodness. God, we magnify you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Now, this morning we were working. This introduction to the book of Ephesians covers a lot of really broad themes and overarching themes. And quite often you'll get a concentration of these major themes, especially in the openings and the salutations and the closings of these epistles. And we're going to take this epistle apart, nuts and bolts, as we go through it. But as we do, we're going to, tonight, especially in this first chapter, we're going to see some of these overarching themes. Now, we've already gone and established the revival that began in Ephesus back in Acts chapter 19, and how that Paul baptized them in Jesus' name and laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. Before that point, they had been baptized under repentance, but now they've been converted to the fullness of the gospel. And there are a lot of people in the city tonight that are touched by God. They've repented of their sins. They've come into the knowledge, and they just need further instruction, and they would say yes to God. I believe they're all over this city tonight, hungry people that are ready to come to the kingdom. Everybody say praise the Lord. Praise God. So we're going to have some baptisms right now. So we'll just stop when they're ready to go. Praise God. Is Brother Cliff already on the job back here? Okay. I'm not watching what's going on. All right. Well, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and let's start in verse 4. Now, as we were working in the service this morning, and I've long since quit trying to figure out why we do what we do with the word necessarily in a given service or in a specific moment. And this morning, I went back through the beginnings of the history of the Trinity, where it came from, how it originated, how it was not biblical, and how that it was the creation of the Roman Catholic Church. And I had a lot of things to say about the Roman Catholic Church, all historical and factual, nothing mean or nasty, just simply that it's not biblical and it's not factual. And ultimately, you don't want to meet God in that condition. And at the end of the service, I greeted a couple who had come into service, and the lady just said, "I'm Catholic." And she said, "We've been talking about all the things that you've talked about today." And so it was a setup, one of those wonderful moments, wonderful setups. But it's just like Jesus feeding the multitude. He breaks one loaf of bread and he feeds everybody from the same loaf. And he knows specifically what your need is. Somebody say praise God. And so Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, according as he hath chosen us. Everybody say he's chosen us. In him, we don't get anything other than what God has made available in his own Christ and his own sacrifice. He's chosen us before the foundation of the world. And this goes to the discussion of predestination. And we want you to understand tonight that he did not predestine you as an individual. He predestined his church. There's going to be a church and the church is predestined, but you're not individually predestined. It just says, simply means if you want to be there, you gotta be in his church, and you can't do this on your own. It's only the vehicle of the church of the living God that is predestined from the foundation of the earth. Now there's going to be people in the church. John saw them gathered around the throne in numbers that he could not number, and so a lot of people are going to be in this vehicle of the church of the living God, but it's not necessarily going to be you. But I'm telling you, it's going to be me. You need to turn to somebody and say, "I'm going to be in the church. Come on, I'm going to get in the church. I'm going to stay in the church. Nothing's going to move me out of the church." You can say what you want to about me. You can't run me off. You can get an attitude about me, but you can't run me off from the church of the living God, because the church is God's only plan. Praise God. If I'd have been there in the day of Noah, I think I'd have been on the boat. I'd have wanted to be on the boat. And if Noah would have said, "Well, you can't get on the boat," I said, "Throw me off. Try your best, Noah. You and Ham, get Ham on down here. Let him try. I'll be clinging to the wood with my teeth and my toenails. But I'm hanging on to the ark of safety." You know what? That's what the church is. It's the ark of safety. You're not going to push me off, shove me off, run me off, talk me off. I'm going to be a part of the church of the living. Everybody say amen. Have you made up your mind? Have you made up your mind that you're going to be a part of the church of the living God? Praise God. Tell somebody he's chosen this from the foundation of the earth. Well, praise God. And what it just simply means is he's chosen. Yeah, baby, it's fine. Come on up. And what it means is he's chosen you if you are in the church of the living God. And if you wonder what these babies are doing and why we let them do it, we just want them to know it's not in the NFL. It's not in the NHL. It's not in the NBA. It's not in Major League Sports. It's not in some arena somewhere. It's where a soul goes down in the water in the name of Jesus. We want them to be excited about what's happening in the kingdom of God. Well, praise God. Tiffany, we're going to be at this for a little while. Come play some music. Just anything. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take me to. Take me to the water. To be baptized, take me to the water. Hey, take me to the water. Hallelujah, gonna be baptized. How you gonna do it, preacher? In the name of Jesus. This young man's talking in tongues. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. I'm gonna be born again by the water and the Spirit. My God, take me to the water. Hey, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Gonna be baptized. Oh, touch somebody and tell them, you should have been there. My God, when my sins got washed away. Hey! In the lovely name of Jesus. Oh, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Gonna be baptized. Gonna wash my sins away. Hear me now. Gonna wash all my sins away. Jesus is gonna wash all my sin away. Take me into the water. Take me to the give God glory, give God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what just happened? Shockwaves just went off. Shockwaves just went off. The blood just screamed down through time and expunged the sin on somebody's record. In heaven there's a record book, and everything I've done is on that record. But tonight my record's been buried in the blood, and the judge of all men sits in power there. And when the devil said, don't you see what he's done? God said, I don't see anything but the blood. I don't see anything but the blood. Oh, we ought to give God a little praise. If you got some sins under the blood tonight, you ought to give God a little praise for that. Ah, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So he's chosen us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. God chose you with purpose. God chose you with a plan. And the world has distilled this down to some simplistic, unrealistic cognition or device of imagination, some fantasy. But this is real. God is real. His love is real. The gospel is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And God really does save us and deliver us according to his purpose and his plan. And nothing in life is like the gospel, the anemic, watered down, air-filled gospel that they're preaching in non-biblical Christianity today. It is nothing. It means nothing. It holds nothing. It promises everything. And it is so far divorced from the Word of God. But tonight, he's called you according to his purpose and according to his pleasure. And you read the apostles' instruction here that we should be holy. What's that? Well, we got to find out, because he's called us and adopted us and chosen us from the foundation of the earth that we should be holy. I never heard that message in my childhood, but that's something we have to discover. Should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, he washes our sins away, but I've got to stop doing what I was doing that's not like God. I've got to be without blame before God. I've got to get it all under the blood and keep it all under the blood. I've got to get in the church and stay in the church. I can't be a renegade around the church. I've got to be in the church. Being here physically and breathing doesn't make you in the church. In the church is in the blood. In the church is in the spirit. In the church is in the word. That's in the church. And so he's chosen you that you should be holy and without blame before him in love, because God loves us. Having predestinated us in verse 5. Unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. We're the kids of Jesus Christ. According to the good pleasure of his will. This is what God loves. This is what God has chosen to do. Out of all, and all of the stars of the heavens, and all the planetary bodies, and all life forms, and everything, mountains and oceans and cosmic things that we've never even seen nor know of, all the far-flung galaxy. Do you realize there are billions of galaxies and billions of stars in each one of them? And our sun is a tiny star, and our earth is a microscopic speck, and we are a microscopic speck on that microscopic speck. And yet God has chosen us. This is the place where he's going to play out the drama of redemption and restoration and the raising up of children to his pleasure and his will. This is what God loves. This is what God takes pleasure in. God takes pleasure in his people. God takes pleasure in the church. Everything else is just trappings. You got to get this. Everything else is just the backdrop. Everything else is just the staging. It's beautiful. It's majestic. But he's done it for his people. He's done it for his children. Every sunset, every star in the heaven, he's flung the stars into the heavens. He brought Abram out of the tent and said, "Look at what I've done." He said, "But I'm making a covenant with you, Abraham." He's making a covenant with you. Natural creation is awesome and powerful, but it's just the backdrop for what God is doing in his pleasure and in his will with you. If you think you're going to be in this on the cheap, you're wrong. This is the greatest thing in the earth. If you think you're going to attain this just by thinking a thought, you're wrong. If you think the devil's going to roll over and let you take claim of this without a fight, you're wrong. If you think you're not going to swim upstream every day of your life, you're wrong. But I'll tell you this, if you don't think everything you do here is worth what God has made available, you're wrong. I'm telling you, every tear you've cried, every prayer you prayed, every heartache you've suffered, every disappointment you've had, it's all going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it all. My God, I've been disappointed, but I can tell you already, it's going to be worth it all. I've been let down, but it's going to be worth it all. I'm a part of the greatest thing on the face of the earth tonight. And what he's given me is better than anything this world has ever given me. Let's clap our hands unto him and bless his name. What a God, what a good God, how worthy of all the praise. Let's talk about predestination. We're talking about some overarching themes that are inferred by reading this first chapter of Ephesians. While we're here, you need to understand the power of human will that God has invested in humanity. And God's love is powerful, but your will is more powerful. God's grace is powerful, but your will is more powerful. The devil has power, but your will is more powerful. Matter of fact, you stand in the middle of all the cosmic forces that God has unleashed. You stand in the threshing floor of God, a place where God is going to gather his grain and he's going to burn up the chaff, a process of restoration of human souls. You stand in that place where God is selecting his bride and his friends and his children, and they're going to live with him forever. You stand in the midst of all of those titanic powers tonight, and your will is stronger than them all, because you can say no to God and you can say no to hell. You can say yes to God or you can say yes to hell. And if you say yes to hell, God and all of his power and all the angels can't and won't change that. But if you say yes to God, hell and all of his angels and all of his power can't say no to that. I want you to understand what God has invested in you is this priceless thing. A pine tree is just a pine tree. It's always going to be a pine tree. It lifts its hands every morning. It magnifies God. The stars are in the places. He calls them all by name, and not one of them fails. There's nothing that he's invested in the creation of all the universe that he's like what he's invested in you tonight, because none of those natural frames has the power of choice. But he set man in the garden and he said, all right, man, you make up your mind. I'm going to meet you down the road, but you make a determination as to whether or not you're going to live for me or not. You decide if you want to go to heaven. You decide if you're going to go to hell. You decide if you're going to be a wheat. You decide if you're going to be a tear. You decide if you're going to be a keeper or you're going to be a call. Has anybody decided in this house tonight, I'm going to be a child of God? I'm going to express the power of the will that God has given me. I'm going to say yes to God. I'm going to pray profound prayers. I'm going to hide the word of God in my heart. I'm going to be a part of the church of the living God. I'm going to forgive my enemies. I'm going to love those that don't love me. I'm going to do what God has called me to do by his pleasure, by his will, from the foundation of the earth. He's prepared this. He's chosen us, and he chose us unto his good pleasure and unto his will. Somebody say praise the Lord. You can hop a bus tonight to go to Detroit. The church is a vehicle. It's a vessel that has set forth. And you can get on it. But the only people that are going to heaven are folks that are on the bus. The only way you're going to get there is if you are on the bus. Now, you just believing in the bus won't get you there. Do you believe there's a bus leaving the station? I do. I believe it with all my heart. You believe it's going to Detroit? I believe it with all my heart. It won't help you at all unless you're on the bus. And you got to do what it takes to get on the bus. And you got to pay the price for a ticket. And when you get on, you got to let somebody else drive. And when you get on, you got to behave in a certain way or they'll kick you off the bus. But the bus is going. And the church is the bus tonight. I've made up my mind. I'm going to sit down, shut up, and hold on. And I'm going to make it to heaven. Somebody say praise God. The bus is a confining experience. You can't be everywhere all at once. And it's a decision. You cut off all other possibilities. If you're going to heaven, if you're going to Detroit, you can't go to Tampa. If you're going to Detroit, you can't go to Kalamazoo. You got to go where? Does the bus to Detroit go through Kalamazoo? I'm not from Michigan. I don't know that. Somebody from Michigan help me with that. I may have messed up my metaphor. But if you're going to heaven, you can't go to the bar. If you're going to heaven, you can't go to the dance. If you're going to heaven, you can't go to the crack house. If you're going to heaven, you got to stay married to who you're married to. If you're going to heaven, you can't run around with somebody else's wife. If you're going to heaven, you can't be watching pornography. If you're going to heaven, you can't be involved in what the world's involved in. If you're going to heaven, you can't stand in their temples and let your heart be with their heart and worship their gods. Paint your head all green and yellow. Wear a cheese loaf on your head. Scream to the top of your lungs about what's going on in a football stadium. And when you don't even go to the house of God, or when you do go to the house of God, you're a dead pickle. That doesn't make any sense. Where's your passion? Your passion is down there with whatever team you're rooting for. Your passion is with that sporting event. Your passion, because I can tell where your passion is by the way you act. Why do you act that way in church? Because we got passion for this. We got passion for this bus ride. We got passion for going to heaven. We got passion for the driver of the bus. We got passion for the way that he's asked us to live and walk. Somebody say, oh, if you love him, just go ahead and shout a little bit about it right now. Praise God. If you've already made up your mind, give somebody a high five and tell them, I made up my mind. I'm on the bus. Going to heaven. Bought my ticket. Not getting off. You can't put me off. Praise God. No detours. No side trips. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise God. He's doing this according to his will. There's a criteria for riding this thing. And you got to meet the criteria. Now, there is an open seating policy in the church and in God's program. There's an open seating policy. Whosoever will. Everybody say whosoever. That means anybody. I heard that. When the Jews wouldn't come to the marriage feast in the parable, he told the angels, go out into the highways and byways and get the lame and the blind and the halt and the... He said, get those that nobody wants and bring them in. And that's, he was talking about us. He was talking about the Gentiles. And he said, they went out and they got them and they filled up the house with them because Israel wouldn't come. The Jews wouldn't come. They stoned the prophets. They refused the kingdom of God. But he went out and got a ragtag bunch, so much so that when Paul writes about it to the church at Corinth, he said, there's not many wise among you. He said, there's not many noble among you. He just said it's that way. But God has chosen the base things. He's going to show what he can do with what the world thinks is of little consequence. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise God. I'll just tell you right now, everything that's surging in this earth against the kingdom of God is not directed at this culture. It's not directed at this country. It's not directed at the Constitution. It's not directed at the administration. It's not directed at anything political or man-made. It is directed at the church of the living God. When I read the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, it's talking about the Antichrist. It said he came and he's trying his best to wear out. He's committing war against the saints of the Most High. Well, praise God. Don't make any mistake about it. Everything that's broiling here, God is removed. Satan can't touch him, but he wants to beat up on his kids and his wife. And I want you to understand this is going to be a battlefield before it's over with. And you're going to have a made up mind because he's going to test you. He's going to try you. He's going to tempt you. And the threshing floor is going to get rough. Anybody got a made up mind? Anybody ready? Praise God. This is the will and the purpose of God. Whosoever can come. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, the bride is the church. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let's practice. Praise. And the Spirit says, come. And the bride says, come. And the Spirit says, come. And the bride says, come. You know, that could be a lot more intense because we're inviting people to come into the house of God. And you're like, come. 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 It's like, I know it's 8:30 and I know you're hungry. But I want you to, in your mind's eye, see somebody on the brink of eternity. And I want you to, with all the intensity of your heart, I want you to persuade them in one word not to take another step in that direction, but to turn their life around and come into the kingdom of God. And the Spirit says, come! And the church said, come! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Somebody say, come! Come into the church! Come into the kingdom! Come into the water! Come and get the Spirit! Come and live for God! And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And let whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. You know, anybody can come. Anybody can come. The person you hate can come. The person that abused you can come. The person that disappointed you can come. It gets hairy. Your ex can come. Your mother-in-law can come. Think about it. I had the best mother-in-law in the whole world. She just destroyed all the myths about mother-in-laws. She is wonderful. Praise God for mother-in-laws. I gave you an opportunity. Some of you just blew it. But anybody can come. Touch somebody by you and tell them anybody can come. Tell them, really, anybody can come. Praise God. We Sunday night last, we had two jokers jump off a freight train that came in here and sat down and listened and went down in the water in Jesus' name and got filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody can come. Guy had tattoos all up his neck and on his head and on his face. And on the way out, I dropped the evangelists off at the hotel and I took them to Walmart to get some supper. Smart shoppers shop at Walmart. Even you buy supper at Walmart. And my natural mind was saying, some part of you is a fool. These boys cut your head right off. They're riding in the back seat. They said, can I use your phone? I said, yeah. They called their mama and their grandma. And they said, mama, we're on our way home. Where are you? We're in Birmingham, Alabama. But listen, we got the Holy Ghost tonight. We got baptized in Jesus' name tonight. We went to church tonight. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know where they went after they left me. But I want you to know anybody can come. You look and you might think it's impossible. But there's a Larry Booker in this city. There's a Sam Emery in this city. There's a Gary Ellis in this city. There's one of you in this city. My God, they're in this place. They may not look like much. They may look like they're too busy to come. They might look like they're too successful to come. They might look like they're too wealthy to come. They might look like they're too broken to come. But whosoever will can come. Let's thank God for that right now. Praise God. We're talking about, this morning we talked about hermeneutics, the lens by which we look at the Word of God and how we frame our approach to the Word of God. But tonight we're talking about the fact of predestination, how it's thought of in some religious circles, but the actuality of who can come into the kingdom. Predestination precludes some from coming in. It designates some as winners and designates others as losers. But the only person that can make that decision is the person that's living between your ears. The only thing that's predestined is the bus, is the vessel, the vehicle. Praise God. There are some stipulations. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? You got to do right. Be not deceived, neither fornicators. You're going to be involved with a man or a woman, you got to be married. nor idolaters. The only one God, you got to worship him. Nor, and we could get off into what might be idolatry, anything that you pour out your passion to and you worship. I'm thinking if you sit for hours, that's got to be some kind of distorted worship. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Both those last ones have to do with homosexuality. Can't come into the kingdom of heaven in that condition. I know now it's okay because the president's in favor of it. During the election season, he was not. Politicians are like chameleons. Morality is something subjective. Now he can't get elected again, and so now he's in favor of homosexual marriage. And that's moving in this culture and in this country. But the Bible says the effeminate on the abusers of themselves with mankind, that's a male prostitute, cannot come into the kingdom. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, you notice the language here very carefully. He doesn't say you can't come in. He just says you can't inherit the kingdom like that. You can't inherit. And how do you know that those people are allowed in? Because in verse 11 it says, and such were some of you. Everything I listed on there, there's some of that in the house of God tonight. Everything I listed on there, there's some of that in the kingdom tonight. And they opened the door and they let us in and they cleaned us up and they taught us better. And we laid it down on an altar. And now we live for God. Somebody say, whosoever will can come. And some people read a list like that and they say, oh yeah, see how exclusive? All those people can't come. Oh yeah, they can come. They just can't stay the way they are. The good news is God can change them all. Jesus said to his disciples, Matthew 16, if any man, everybody say any man, will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me. For whosoever will, Lindsay, come help me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Praise God. Everybody say, whosoever will. Anybody can come. You can come. There's people that sit in the house of God and struggle with whether or not they're worthy to go to heaven. It's not about your worth. It's about his worth. There's people that struggle with, am I good enough to go to heaven? It's not about how good you are. It's about how good he is. Some people worry about if they've made too many mistakes. Do you know one drop of blood, one fraction of one drop, one speck of one drop of the blood that he shed at Calvary could cover 1,000 like you and have power, redemptive power to spare? You are not a match. Your life and what you've done, you're not at the beginning of a match for the power, the redeeming power of the blood of Jesus. So put that out of your mind tonight. Tell the devil to shut up. Step away from what you were and what you did. And understand that God, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. Whosoever will can come. Praise God. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Praise God. Jesus really offended the religious hierarchy of his day, offended the Pharisees. Let's stand. He went to Zacchaeus' house for supper. He walking down the street and he saw Zacchaeus in a tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house today. And they were aghast because he went to the house of a tax collector. But in that moment, he said, salvation has come to this house today. This is profound. Do you know even tax collectors can be saved? People that work for the IRS can be saved. Is there no end to the mercies and the grace of God? Praise God. They said, why are you hanging out with sinners and tax collectors? And he gave them parables and taught them. there was a woman that broke a box of perfume and ointment and poured it on him to prepare him for his burial. And they said if he was really a prophet and he would know what kind of woman, he would not let her touch him. But they didn't know who they were dealing with, because anybody can come. Bring your brokenness. Bring your confusion. Bring your past. Oh, but Brother Sutton, I've got a past. You don't know what's in this house and in houses like it all over the country. My God, we've got ex-revolutionaries that butchered people down in Central America that are worshiping God and living for God. Ex-drug dealers, convicts, people. I'm just telling you, we're not going to hang somebody's rap sheet out for you because we believe in discretion. Isn't that neat? But there's a testimony already in heaven of somebody that fits your profile perfectly. And they're leaning over the banister of heaven and saying, come on, whosoever will can come. You can come. And you might say, I can't overcome this. And they're saying, I already did. And you might say, it's too heavy. It's too bad. And they're saying, no, I've already overcome. I'm already in. Anybody can come tonight. Let's pray for a minute, church. Let's just pray. Our mighty God, worthy God, we need you, we need you, we need you, we need you, Jesus. God, mighty God, worthy God, holy God. If you choose to respond to God tonight and you live for him, then it is true. What we read tonight is true about you. He chose you from the foundation of the earth. He chose you by his pleasure and by his goodwill. You're the one that flips the switch on that. But if you say yes to God, then that word is for you and for your life tonight. Praise God. I want somebody that just needs to lay something on an altar tonight, come on down. Somebody that would like to receive the Holy Ghost or like to be baptized, you come on down. Somebody that would just like to say, God, I'm on the bus. Nobody's kicking me off. I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to live for you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, anybody can come. Come on, anybody can come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.